I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. New details about a standoff in St. Anthony that prompted a shelter in place. A man has been charged in the attack on Fletcher's Ice Cream and Cafe, and businesses along Grand Avenue are reopening. But first, the Minnesota Supreme Court has handed down its ruling in a case involving transgender athletes.
The case stemmed from a Minnesota wrestling organization which filed a lawsuit to ban transgender male athletes from competing in women's events.
They're arguing that the reason we want to do that is to ensure competitiveness and fair competition among athletes.
University of Minnesota law professor David Schultz says the Minnesota High Court ruled against the argument that it would impact competitiveness.
If anything at this point, it's probably going to embolden the Justice Department.
And he says the Justice Department is still of the opinion that
their interpretation is that Title IX federal civil rights law, along with the Trump executive order, make it illegal for transgender athletes to participate in women's sports, arguing that it discriminates against women.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis educators will vote on whether or not to strike after a 15-hour bargaining session with Minneapolis public schools failing to bring about a tentative agreement last night. That vote will happen tomorrow, Friday, and Monday as educators demand smaller class sizes, better wages, and enhanced special education staffing. The teachers' union says it's made 35 proposals across 9 public sessions. Even after the strike authorization vote, teachers must give the district several days' notice before they walk out. State lawmakers are speaking out as Minnesotans begin to realize the high costs they're set to pay for health care coverage due to the sunsetting of ACA advanced premium tax credits. Minnesota DFL State Senator Dr. Alice Mann says everyone will feel the effects of the sharp price increases and issued this warning.
Rural hospitals will close as we have another $262 million of uncompensated care set to go into effect because people don't have access to care, don't have health insurance. Hospitals will close, ER wait times will increase. Every single person in America will be impacted by these incredibly selfish and harmful policy decisions.
MNsure enrollment for 2026 begins November 1st. The St. Paul City Council and Mayor Melvin Carter will introduce legislation this afternoon to prohibit the possession of assault weapons and large-capacity magazines within city limits. It's just one of a broader set of restrictions to crack down on gun violence, including new rules on carrying guns in public spaces and to prohibit possession of untraceable ghost guns. Once passed, though, the ordinance will not go into effect because of state law, which precludes local communities from passing their own gun measures. A standoff in St. Anthony that prompted a shelter in place for nearby residents yesterday ended with a man taking his own life.
St. Anthony police were called to a home at 3:30 p.m. yesterday in the 3500 block of Coolidge Street Northeast on a report of a man with a gun who is threatening to harm himself. At one point, a female exited the residence unharmed as officers tried to make contact with a man who was still inside the home. Police later found the man dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound just after 6 p.m. after using a drone to search inside and outside the residence. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Businesses along Grand Avenue are celebrating its reopening after months of road construction.
Now, it's been hard for people to come in with all the construction.
Emily Osterberg owns Baking Betty's.
Our traffic probably dropped over 50%. We just opened here in November of last year. And we knew that the construction was happening. We just thought that it'd be part of last year and some of this year. But it's been really challenging for us.
She told WCCO-TV that it was difficult on many levels. With her having a new business in a new location, they hope the reopening will improve their situation. Minnesota employers are being urged to prepare for the state's new paid leave program To comply, employers must set up administrator accounts and notify employees about the program by December 1st. Deed Commissioner Matt Verilak says right now there are three near-term steps employers need to take.
First, we want you to set up your paid leave administrator account as soon as possible. Second, notify your employers of the new program before December 1st. And then third, employers should customize paid leave for their own workplace to ensure a smooth transition into the new program.
This new benefit provides job protection and payments for workers during significant life events such as a serious illness or the arrival of a new child. Finally, a 30-year-old Fridley man has been charged in the attack on Fletcher's Ice Cream and Cafe in northeast Minneapolis. Firosma Ahmed Umar faces two counts of first-degree arson in relation to tossing two Molotov cocktails at the shop on October 19th and 20th. The business suffered damage to the front window, nearby walls, and cement. Security footage was used to identify Umar, who was arrested near Ontario Street and University Avenue Southeast on Monday. No one was injured in the attack. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.